This is an SBS Learn English podcast.
首先，谨代表 SBS 广东话向天地同河流嘅传统土地拥有人以及所有过去同现在嘅长老致敬。我哋亦都向世上最悠久持续嘅文化表达敬意。
English on repeat.
Repeat.
It's easy to do.
Listen and repeat.
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 You'll find your way. Just say the words.
You will be okay.
Just listen and repeat.
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 大家好，我是许培恩，欢迎收听第六集的 English on Repeat。今日我们将会学习用英语谈论生活空间这个主题，从闹市到郊区，探讨我们称之为家的不同地方。谈论居住的地方不单止涉及我们的住址，还涉及我们的居住环境，可以从个人层面和其他人联系。无论是城市光影还是郊外景色，我们居住的地方都成为我们的故事一部分。现在就等我们一起练习以下的英语句子，我同样请来 Pete 为大家示范，他喜欢以问题开始这一类的对话。今天他第一句的说话意思是，你住在哪里？
Repeat!
Where do you live? Where do you live? Where do you live? Where do you live?
我住在市区的一间小单位。
Repeat!
I live in a small apartment in the city.I live in a small apartment in the city.
我住在一间两房的房屋里面。
Repeat!
I live in a house with two bedrooms. I live in a house with two bedrooms.
我哋正系租屋住。
Repeat.
We are renting. We are renting. We are renting. We are renting.
你住得近唔近公共交通设施呢？
Repeat.
Are you close to public transport? Are you close to public transport? Are you close to public transport? Are you close to public transport?
好了，了解每句英语的意思之后，等我们重复练习再讲一次。听众同样可以切换使用适合你具体情况的字眼。
Repeat!
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 Where do you live? I live in a small apartment in the city. I live in a house with two bedrooms.We are renting. Are you close to public transport?
希望大家今集都享受练习英语。要记住，练习得越多，你对英语就会变得越有信心。欢迎大家在 Facebook 上面联络我们，我们很乐意听取你的意见。你听紧的是 SBS 学英语，我是许培恩，多谢收听 English on Repeat。
This was an SBS Learn English podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode.